The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27. Early in the morning, all the chief priests and the elders of the people met together to look for ways of putting Jesus to death. They had him bound and delivered him to Pilate, the governor. The death of Judas. When Judas the traitor realized that Jesus had been condemned, he was filled with remorse and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying an innocent man to death." They answered, "What does it matter to us? That is your concern." So throwing down the money in the temple, he went away and hanged himself. The chief priests picked up the money and said, "This money cannot be put into the temple treasury, for it is the price of blood." So they conferred together and decided to buy the potter's field with the money and to make it a cemetery for foreigners. That is why, to this day, that place has been called Field of Blood. What the prophet Jeremiah said was fulfilled. They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price which the sons of Israel estimated as his value, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me. Jesus before Pilate. Jesus stood before the governor. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "You say so." The chief priests and the elders of the people accused him, but he made no answer. Pilate said to him, "Do you hear all the charges they bring against you?" But he did not answer even one question, so that the governor wondered greatly. At Passover, it was customary for the governor to release any prisoner the people asked for. Now there was a well-known prisoner called Barabbas. When the people had gathered, Pilate asked them, "Whom do you want me to set free, Barabbas or Jesus called the Messiah?" For he knew that Jesus had been handed over to him out of envy. While Pilate was sitting in court, his wife sent him this message, "Have nothing to do with that holy man. Because of him, I had a dream last night that disturbed me greatly." But the chief priests and the elders of the people stirred up the crowds to ask for the release of Barabbas and the death of Jesus. When the governor asked them again, "Which of the two do you want me to set free?" They answered, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "And what shall I do with Jesus called the Messiah?" All answered, "Crucify him." Pilate asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted louder, "Crucify him." Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, and that there could be a riot. He asked for water, washed his hands before the people, and said, "I am innocent of this man's blood. Do what you want." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then Pilate set Barabbas free, but had Jesus scourged and handed over to be crucified. The Way of the Cross. The Roman soldiers took Jesus into the palace of the governor, and the whole troop gathered around him. They stripped him and dressed him in a purple cloak. Then, weaving a crown of thorns, they forced it onto his head and placed a reed in his right hand. They knelt before Jesus and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" they spat on him, took the reed from his hand, and struck him on the head with it. When they had finished mocking him, they pulled off the purple cloak and dressed him in his own clothes and led him out to be crucified. On the way, they met a man from Cyrene called Simon and forced him to carry the cross of Jesus. When they reached the place called Golgotha, which means the skull, they offered him wine mixed with gall. He tasted it, but would not drink it. There they crucified him and divided his clothes among themselves, casting lots to decide what each one should take. Then they sat down to guard him. The statement of his offense was displayed above his head, and it read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." They also crucified two thieves with him, one on his right hand and one on his left. The people passing by shook their heads and insulted him, saying, "Aha, you who destroy the temple and in 3 days rebuild it, save yourself, if you are God's son, and come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law mocked him. They said, "The man who saved others cannot save himself. Let the King of Israel come down from his cross, and we will believe in him. He trusted in God. Let God rescue him if God wants to, for he himself said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Even the thieves who were crucified with him insulted him. From midday, darkness fell over all the land until mid-afternoon. At about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" As soon as they heard this, some of the bystanders said, "He is calling for Elijah." And one of them ran, took a sponge and soaked it in vinegar, and putting it on a reed, gave it to him to drink. Others said, "Leave him alone. Let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried out again in a loud voice and gave up his spirit. After the death of Jesus. At that very moment, the curtain of the temple sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked, rocks were split, tombs were opened, and many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after the resurrection of Jesus, entered the holy city, and appeared to many. The captain and the soldiers who were guarding Jesus, having seen the earthquake and everything else that had happened, were terribly afraid and said, "Truly, this was God's Son." There were also many women there who watched from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had seen to his needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. The burial. When it was evening, there came a wealthy man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, and the governor ordered that the body be given to him. So Joseph took the body of Jesus, wrapped it in a clean linen sheet, and laid it in his own new tomb that he had cut in the rock. Then he rolled a huge stone across the entrance to the tomb and left. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary remained sitting there in front of the tomb. The guards at the tomb. On the following day, which is after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate and said to him, "Sir, we remember that when that impostor was still alive, he said, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' Therefore, have his tomb secured until the third day, lest his disciples come and steal the body and say to the people, 'He is risen from the dead.' That would be a deception worse than the first." Pilate answered them, "You have soldiers. Go and take all the necessary precautions." So they went to the tomb and secured it, sealing the stone, placing the tomb under guard.